Was that the monastery that they were thinking of relocating Wat Nanchot or something like that?
They.
Or you or the powers that be.
That was where I, that's where I was. I'd spent the Pansa, and I was going to stay on there. I loved it. And then Ajahn Chah sent word after the Pansa for me to go back to Wat Nanchot and get ready to take over Wat Nanchot as the abbot. So that was it for my of solitary time. And then after Puriso disrobed, because I'd been thinking various options for Wat Nanchot, thinking that. And actually every time something came up, there's always an obstacle. I think the Devas at Wat Nanchot was really did not want to leave. You know, they didn't want anybody. So it's still there. It's still, but what could was an option. I was thinking that it'd be good because I felt it should be in Ubon, in terms of there's such a strong connection with Ubon. Because I was given a monastery up in Mukahan province, another big forest mountain area, very pretty, nice old cave, and very nice. And but it was a different province, so I felt that it wasn't appropriate then. Organize somebody else for them to take it, I could still rent forms there. Then I was given a piece of land which turned into Ajahn Kwesikwo's monastery, and that's a big, that's a beautiful, and it's in its own valley. Thousand acres, so and very nice environment. But that's along the border of Burma and Gachin border, so it's a bit more than Ubon. I was given another forest in Sisaket, very pretty. It's about 600 rai. In Sisaket, so as I got Rupadiyam to take a look at it, he accepted it. That's, do you know what, you remember its name?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, he's turned it into a really nice branch one. So.
What is the one he's building up now?
No, that's different. It's one, the one before that.
Oh. Pusin?
No, before Pusin. It's the one that's an old, very old chedi. Inside it, very pretty. Lots of mining in it. That's when I was there. So the forest is in really good shape if it's protected. Because there's like a lot of the really good hardwoods, most of the big ones were cut. But it was still, the integrity of the forest was really good because, you know, the trees, some of the really good hardwoods were like this size, which, you know, and there's lots of other large trees to create the kind of the ecosystem to look to really help the forest grow.